But a little more Mavs talk now. Joining us on the Ticket Hotline is the head coach of the Mavericks. We say good morning to Jason Kidd. How are you?
Good morning, guys. It's good to be on the telephone with you.
Well, it's great to have you on after the big win last night. You go up 3-2 in the series now, coming back home for Game 6. You're kind of in the catbird seat, aren't you?
Well, I mean, it was a good night for Maverick fans and also fans of the Mavericks because we won the game. But as far as catbird seat, I mean, I'm sitting on a metal folding chair in my garage because my wife don't like it when I talk on the phone. But I'm not in any kind of like specialty themed exotic animal hybrid sitting device that you're implying. I mean, I'm not sure what kind of copy points your producers provided you, but as far as I know, as the coach of the Mavericks, I mean, despite many years of trying, science hasn't yet invented a cat bird hybrid. I mean, now I know that they made a titmouse.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
That's a pretty funny hybrid.
Again, it's just an old saying, meaning you're in control, and but never mind.
Well, I'm not in control of science. I mean, I don't know where you're going with that.
Well, I think where Craig was going with it is you're up 3-2 now. You've taken the upper hand.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I mean, we didn't take anyone's hand, as far as I know.
Oh, no.
I mean, anatomically, I mean, hands are designated as like left and right. So,
right.
I mean, humans don't have one hand low on their body and then one hand like growing way up high, you know, so like an upper hand. I mean, so I think you're maybe a little bit off base with the whole humans are developing altitude-specific appendages. I mean, that's a narrative that you people in the media are pushing, not us.
Yeah, it's a media thing.
This is Mavs head coach Jason Kidd with us on the Ticket. Well, what a night for Luka last night. He had 35 points. Great, great game. Luka is your golden child, isn't he?
Well, I don't appreciate that. I mean, I know I've had a few out of wedlock children, but as far as I know, Luka isn't one of them, and I'm not sure he's made of gold. But I mean, you know, although now that you mention it, I did have a love triangle with Jimmy Jackson and a Slovenian supermodel back in the day, so maybe that's why Luka's so good at basketball, because he has two basketball fathers and me and Jim Jackson.
What?
That doesn't make sense.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well, let's talk about just about basketball. This team really seems to be coming together. We always hear about team chemistry. It really does.
Well,
seem
now, we're not doing that together. I mean, that's a little bit too much.
No, I'm just talking about you're together as a team. It's kind of
I thought you were talking about what me and Jim Jackson did.
No. You don't have to take everything so literally. I'm just saying that you seem to be all for one and one for all.
Well, we're not one for all and all for one, whatever you said. I mean, you can't do that in basketball. I mean, you can't substitute in all your team for just one player coming out. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. I really don't think you'd want to bring your whole team off the court and just substitute one guy in.
Yeah, George.
I wasn't talking about substitutions.
A little basketball off base with that whole all for one, one for all. Maybe you were thinking that we need to score more points than the other opponent to be declared
yes,
the winner?
That was it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is true. So you're right. All for one and one for all.
Well,
giggles.
And it can't be just about the stars. Last night, Maxi Kleba, 5 three-pointers, 15 points. He was a real diamond in the rough for you.
Well, now, wait. Hold it a second. I don't know about Maxi playing any kind of expensive golf like that. I mean, why would you tee off and hit a diamond rather than a golf ball, especially with the risk of hitting it over in the rough like that?
You'd lose it, yeah.
You'd lose that thing, man. And that diamonds cost a lot of money. So, I think like a pro golfer could probably hit a diamond and keep it in the fairway. But, you know, so I don't think you'd see many diamonds in the rough if it was part of the PGA Tour. But, I mean, we're talking about basketball here, not golf. So let's keep to the sport at hand.
We are talking about basketball. And good luck to you, Jason. You come back home now. So, good luck in trying to wrap up the series.
Yeah, and just for all the Maverick fans who want to watch the games and enjoy them, I'm going to go ahead and laugh in slow steam locomotion fashion.
Oh, speeding up now.
Thank you.
That's a locomotion engine. We call them locomotives in the railway industry.
You're in the railway industry?
Oh, there he goes. There goes Jason Kidd. Mavs up 3-2.